as we've heard, 14 years that we've been in partnership with you in the gospel, and it's been wonderful. God has poured out his grace into our partnership, hasn't he? Myself as your pastor and you as a congregation, all that's made up of that congregation. And it's not because I'm special or because you're so special, but because God is gracious and kind and good. And I remember when I made my first trip to Kingston in, it was 1996 in November, I think, and Klaas Lunting picked me up at the airport. And of course, I didn't know him from a bar of soap. And he said to me on the phone before he picked me up, look for the guy with the spiky hair. Funny thing was that he didn't have hardly any hair at all. So it was a bit of a trick anyway. Anyway, we had lovely hospitality with Klaas and Yanni. They offered, and many of you as well. We've enjoyed that thoroughly. I also remember Trudy Vidal getting me up here to sing solo at my... It's Trudy Kuhlenberg, to sing solo at my ordination. Thanks, Trudy. Watch out, Des. Well, it's not going to be a trip down memory lane this morning. I've got so many fond memories of you, but we're going to be spending an eternity together, and we'll be spending plenty of time there to talk about all these sort of things. But you know, ministers and newspapers have lots of things in common. We both deal with births, deaths, and marriages. But there are differences, because newspapers are sort of just written record, words on a page, very impersonal. But we as ministers have the great privilege and pleasure of being deeply involved in people's lives, seeing the miracle of new life happening. And there's been over 100 babies sort of baptized here, I think, in this time. Seeing people triumph over the last enemy, death, and being able to be there holding their hands and praying with them. There's been 50 funerals, witnessing the joy and gift of marriage, over 50 weddings as well. And then there were the pastoral visits, some sad, some happy, some difficult, some a pleasure, some funny. Eating lamb chops, a plate of lamb chops with Hans Wesdijk. And some of you remember him, but he loved his lamb chops. Shelling peas on the Skolmer's kitchen table. Drea Walford and her advice on how to grow tulips. The Sudanese people who've been an absolute delight to be at their place. Their concept of time is quite different to ours, and all that meant. The special hospitality of and laughter of Annika van der End, the wisdom of Dinika Laning, the love of everyone here. It's been extraordinary. You know, see, being with the sad and the depressed and the dying and the faithful and the joyful and the wise, I've learned such a lot. It's been such a blessing. I've grown so much and been enriched in my life in so many ways through these things. And you know what we've seen together, and the thing that really thrills me and always will thrill me, and what a privilege and what a mystery to see God work supernaturally among you, drawing people, saving them, growing them in Jesus Christ, young and old and everything in between. All those people who've stood up here over the years wanting to profess their faith in Jesus Christ, that's God at work in their hearts and lives. Don't have a doubt that God's at work. We've seen it with our eyes. And what was the result? Well, we've seen what we've been praying for. We pray, your kingdom come, and we've seen it. It's God at work. The church built, people raised up, lots of people raised up to serve our King. It's not my work, it's not your work, but it's God's work graciously through us. And we've had the privilege of seeing this. Now, I'm certain that God wanted me here for these 14 years. And despite my ego and my sinfulness and my failings, God has enabled me to love and serve him, and he's enabled me to love and serve you. And I'm also now very certain that God wants me to be in Blacktown, and by his grace, I'll do the same there until he wants me no longer to be there. And really, you know, there is no other way to live. You know, we the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 1, says that I am not my own, but I belong body and soul to my faithful Saviour, Jesus Christ. That's a reality. That's a reality that I have to work out as a minister, but that you also have to work out as a congregation. And I'm also certain that he wants you to go on in the way that he has called you and made you as a unique human being by faith in Jesus Christ. Not to shrink back, but to go on in faith, hope, and love. I know that you're in very good hands. God has given you Des for the future and ably supported by Bill. Des is gifted and energetic. God has equipped him and called him now to serve you with the gospel. But more than that, Des, I know, loves Jesus and he loves you very much. And he wants you nothing more than for you to see much more of Jesus through his ministry. So love him and support him as you've done that for us. I'm going to hand over to Ingrid in a moment, but I just want to say a few thank yous. Thanks to all the elders that I've served with here in this church over the years. And I especially want to mention John Sycamore and Rick Peterson. They have been my prayer support partners and a great support. But all the elders are godly, committed, faithful men. And we've enjoyed over these years a really strong gospel unity in the session. It's been amazing. And so can I urge you as a congregation to trust your leaders and to pray for them and to communicate with them often. They are the leaders that God has given you. They're not self-appointed men. They're the leaders that God has given you. I want to thank all those who have been involved in the Vision 100 House. What an incredible project. They donated their time and materials to raise money for the gospel, and especially many of the older folk. They put in a really terrific effort, and including especially Hank Van Balem, who led that project from start to finish. It was an amazing project. I want to thank Klaas and Corrie for their wonderful support as our pastoral carers over all this time. That's been wonderful. I want to thank you to the staff team, all the secretaries. I think I've been through 5 or 6 or 7 secretaries. It doesn't sound good, does it? They have been a godly, servant-hearted and patient people. I want to thank Karen especially over this interim time. You've been a rock and been fantastic. Thank you very much, Karen. And thanks to each and every one of you. I could go on and keep going, but I'm not going to. For your faithfulness, for your willingness to serve God over these years, for your kindness to Ingrid and myself in so many ways, including that wonderful trip to Flinders Island on our wedding anniversary. We'll never forget these things. And I want to publicly thank my dear wife Ingrid as well for the sacrifices she makes and continues to make to support me in my ministry. She's precious and I love her very much. But most of all, I want to thank God for you all, and for the years that I've had here, and for his grace to us in and through it all. Ingrid, come up and say a few words.
Good morning, everyone. The first impression I had about the church here in Kingston was while we were studying at the Reformed Theological College. And Leslie Shoemaker told me that the Kingston ladies held regular cake stalls to raise money for her family while Richard and her were at college. And I remember thinking, wow, what a nice church to do that for them. Because no other student received extra money from funds raised from cake stalls. And little did I know then that Brian and I would be serving in that nice church over a decade. You probably don't realise it, but it's a bit of a scary thing when you come straight from college to your first church. You have many questions like, will they like us and accept us? Will they appreciate my husband's sermons? And what kind of minister's wife do they want me to be? You know, what are the expectations and so on? Well, I can honestly say you were very, very accepting of us and we soon felt very much at home. I felt you did not expect me to be what I was not. And you knew I loved working with the children and you were happy for me to come up here and do children's talks and baptism songs and the children's singing group and so on. You encouraged me in that and that meant a real lot to me, so thank you very much. As Brian said, it was a job to get to know everyone and who was related to who when we first got here. And we had a directory when we first came and we used to write notes next to the people's names to remind us of who was who. And I remember our first entry was Yelcha Kuhlenberg, and next to her name I wrote, friendly lady who plays the organ. Now, there's no organ here anymore, but I'm sure, Yelcha, you're still very friendly. So I think I've got all the connections, but you can test me after the service, okay? In fact, I remember thinking, I wonder if I'm related to anyone here. And after a bit of research, I discovered that George Van Sant's cousin is married to my sister. And I know you think, oh, that's a bit remote, but I thought, oh, that'll do, now I'm one of the Kingston mob. We loved living in Bert and Willie's house at 3 Maranoa Road. It was a very comfortable house, and that's probably why we took so long to build our own home. Now, I want you to picture this scene. Sunday mornings on Maranoa Road at 9:15 in the morning. Case and Irene Wieringer, who lived opposite us, walk very calmly out of their driveway and very slowly walk up the hill to church, arm in arm, lovingly talking to one another. On the other side of the road, Ingrid and Brian tear out of their driveway, stride up the hill, charging past them at full speed. Now, I remember thinking we should slow down and make, you know, polite conversation to these people, but Case and Irene, I could never walk that slow. I've been really blessed to be part of the Monday afternoon ladies' Bible study group. We've been through a lot together over 14 years. And to have a group of ladies who study the word together, love and support and pray for each other is a real, real blessing and has been a special part of my life in Kingston. So thank you to all those ladies. Our family has also been through a lot of changes since we came. Our children have been to Calvin Christian School and formed lasting Christian friendships from school and church, for which we are very thankful. They went to uni, Jackie and Tim both married, and we now have 5 grandchildren, all in that time. Ben, after falling in love with an American girl, is living in the USA in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to miss our kids and grandkids, our church family, my wonderful friends I have made from this church, Channel Christian School community where I worked, this beautiful island. But we know for sure that if Blacktown is where God wants us to be, then it must be the very best place for us to be. So thank you to all of you for your love, your generosity and encouragement over the years. It's really meant a lot to us. But please pray for us as we begin this new work. We can't do it without God's help. And we look forward to hearing stories about how God is building his kingdom here in Kingston.
Can I leave you with these? I just want to leave you with these words from Romans. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may be overflowing with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you very, very much.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to respond on behalf of us and to Brian and Ingrid. Last year I was convinced by Brian that taking on the vice chairmanship of Session was not an onerous task. I think that lasts about half a meeting. I've chaired every meeting since, and you end up doing these sort of things. I don't think anyone can who was there could forget Brian's ordination installation service when sort of halfway through the sermon, almost when you finish your peppermint, Brian bursts forth into song singing, Whom Shall I Send? Thanks, class, for reminding me of the title. But Brian's sermons since then were not necessarily noted for breaking forth into song, but I think the clarity of, as we've heard again this morning, of preaching Christ and him crucified and as our saviour. Brian also was quite a visionary in our church circles. Probably way back 15 years ago, this is probably the church that Brian came to, Kingston Church. But now We've actually got, you know, five other churches that have been planted since in that 15-year time. And even though, look, it's been a team effort, I think Brian has been visionary and instrumental in helping us helping grow the kingdom in those areas. And we really thank you, Brian, for in leadership, those who have served on session over those periods. It's not necessarily been the easiest thing to sort of get your head around, but thanks, Brian, for leading us and helping us as a team. And I do agree that serving on session over three periods with Brian has been such a wonderful time, and what the unity we've experienced and still experience has been wonderful, and I thank you for Brian for that. And also with raising up leaders as another aspect, like the fact that we've got Des here today is a small part of that raising up leaders through Vision 100 as well. Brian also has been a guy that gets involved not just at the sort of visionary level and leadership level, but also one-on-one. And I cherished our times together doing one-on-one. Brian was, I remember lately, sort of we've been told to, one-on-one would be, you know, pray together, open the Bible together and chat together. But when you do one-on-one with Brian, we used to sort of have an opening chat, would pray. They were in a bit of a training course. I remember doing leadership with Brian, a bit of personal development on other aspects of our life. We'd go through a psalm, and sort of you'd get the pressure of sort of trying to compete with Brian on deciphering a psalm, and then we'd close in prayer, and all within an hour. So that was amazing. And then we'd organise the next meeting, and Brian would have his two-point font in his little diary where he had the whole month planned on one page, and that was quite amazing. Brian's always been one to be available. If things crop up, you know, he's always had time to be with people, and we really appreciate that as a church. Ingrid as well, we've really appreciated your involvement with our children. Sorry. You go with our blessing to New South Wales. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. I always thought I was the emotional one in the family, but anyway, I'll try and contain myself. No, I'm just joking. I've been asked on behalf of you, our church community, to give a gift to Brian. Now, we've had a little bit of help in choosing the gift, and one of the prerequisites of this gift being given to you that you must open it publicly in front of the community here so that they all know what the gift is that has been given. Because otherwise they might all assume, gee, that's a big box of chocolates they've given Brian and Ingrid. And that's not the case. But Brian, we give you this gift, and we got the idea from somebody close to you as to what might be really special for you and that you might appreciate. So I hope that they've got this right. And we give it to you hoping that you will use it, that you will not become enslaved to this thing. Am I giving too many hints away? Or anyway, you can send me little messages on my iPhone now via this gift. So you're probably starting to get a bit of an idea as to what it is. But Brian, we want to thank you on behalf of our community here for all that you've meant to us. Andrew said about serving in session. I think I've served probably three terms, if not four, under your leadership, and have really appreciated the way that you've guided and led not just the session and that unity that Andrew talked about, was evident through all that time that I've served there. You know well, and we won't hide that. We've had differences of opinion on just a few points, but you've always graciously worked through them, and if it couldn't get them worked through in a session meeting, you would always come and see me and talk to them personally, and I've really appreciated that and grown through that experience. So I thank you for your godliness as you've led us at session level, but also as you've preached the word regularly and challenged us in our thinking and stretched me particularly, but I think you've stretched a lot of people in this congregation with the word of the Lord, and thank you for your faithful ministry over all these years and the way that we've all grown under your leadership. Thank you, brother. Now you have to open it.
It sounds like it could be an electronic device of some sort.
It's a telephone. A modern one.
Okay, it's a box.
The sticky tape on it.
I don't think I'm going to be open this without a kit.
Hang on. This one then. Gee.
Beautiful. The Kingston people have always had lots of practical folk around, so, and this is just an example of that. There you go. Isn't that lovely? It's actually an iPad.
Want to take it out?
Yeah, well, you guys know what they look like, don't you? So at least the young guys do anyway. So thank you very much. I've actually been eyeing off one of those, so you got that one right. Thank you. Thank you all.
Look, well, enough has been said, and you've got a great chance to talk with these guys afterwards and to thank them personally. Please, they'd love to see you, so please don't be backwards in coming forwards. Don't bail them up for too long, there's lots of us here. But really, it would be a great chance to do that. Please join with me as we all pray for what that God holds in future for these guys and for us. God and Father, we are just overflowing with thankfulness for our brother and sister, Brian and Ingrid. We thank you that when they were far away from you, you drew them to you. And we thank you that ever since then, you've kept your promise, that you've been making them look more and more like Jesus Christ, their Saviour. And Father, we look forward with great anticipation to what they will be doing in Blacktown. We thank you for the example that they've been to us. And we thank you that they have consistently held out to us, not just an example of what it means to look like Jesus, but they've been holding out the gospel of Jesus to us as well. Father, we pray, please help us never to forget them. Help us to remember them who spoke the word of God to us. Help us to consider the outcome of the way of their life and help us to imitate their faith. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen.